Hi everyone, this is the team from Search Party Property. I'm Luke Moroney.
And I'm Mark Navin.
Today we want to talk and discuss about property investing and focus on stopping the search and cracking the deal. Just to give you a little bit of a basis of what we're looking to do is we see a lot of people that are going to seminars, reading books, educating themselves, but what they struggle with is finding that deal. Finding that movement going forward and how they actually crack it into the property market and grow an investment portfolio. So today we'd like to talk to you, as the topic of the day, talk to you about how Mark got started in property investing and how he was able to crack through and stop the search and crack and do that deal. Then we want to go through with a deal that we're currently working on and then what we're going to do in the next episode. So let's start things off by telling you a little bit more about my business partner and the one who's searching out the properties in Southeast Queensland. Mark Navin, thanks for joining and tell us a little bit about how you make your move and were able to crack it through into the property market.
Mate, introduction plus. Thanks for that. look, how I got into property investing and becoming a buyer's agent was basically I was a guitar teacher originally, and I was self-employed, so I didn't actually have any super or anything like that. So I was starting to become interested in investing for my future and to maybe have some sort of retirement plan. And so basically what I started doing is educating myself, reading a lot of books, like probably a lot of people out there who might be listening to this. You guys might be doing the same sort of thing, reading books and educating yourself, listening to a lot of different things, which is a great place to start. It's good to make an educated decision. I mean, you've probably done that yourself too, right, Luke?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a good basis to start from. Education is very important. You want to have a background of what you are doing and how everything works, how the clock ticks.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I think that's how most people who get into property investing sort of start. You know, they start educating themselves, surrounding themselves with that knowledge and reading and listening and going to different events and learning stuff. And that's exactly what I did. And from there, I didn't have any money actually to do a lot. So I actually found myself looking for a lot of properties, searching out those deals, and I was finding some good properties. And I thought, well, maybe instead of just passing them up, I can try and see if I can get a spotter's fee. And I started sending them out to a lot of different people, including buyer's agents and different developers and investors that I knew. And basically one of those buyer's agents came back to me and said, well, you're sending me all these properties, which is great. Why don't you just come and work for me? And so that's exactly sort of what I did. I transitioned from being the guitar teacher and working a second job doing that.
I guess you never really expected that those sort of things to happen. It was just what it came and just, you know, sat on your lap almost.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, it's just, you know, I love the process. I love chasing the deals. I mean, that's what I'm sort of passionate about. And I've been doing it. I mentioned it on a video that I did once as well, that I actually didn't just start off in property finding deals, but I've been doing it sort of a long time. So when I was teaching guitar, I actually went in, around to different pawnbrokers and secondhand shops on the weekend, searching for guitars that needed a bit of love, and I'd bring them home and restring them and service them and then stick them on eBay and double my money. So it's always been about chasing those deals for me. And chasing good opportunity. So,
and I guess a lot of people that you encounter as well are doing something similar, where they're seeing their super funds in a situation where they haven't really increased a lot in value, and they're probably struggling with the thought of what's it going to be like in retirement? How are they going to actually be able to, you know, pay for things in retirement? Is the pension going to be enough for them, or in 20, 30 or 40 years time, is there going to be a pension at all? So,
well, that's exactly right. I mean, the pension isn't a lot, and I know that my parents are actually on the pension and they don't get a lot of money. And I think anybody who's sort of started looking into retiring or put some consideration into investing, we know that it's actually quite a small amount. It's difficult to live off that. And it's so even if the pension is still around, it's not going to be a lot. And so I think it's just sort of, you got to take action. You've got to take it into your own hands a little bit, you know, take the action into your own hands and start planning and setting yourself up. Because if you don't, the alternative might be something that you weren't prepared for.
So what's the plan for people just starting out? You know, can they do something similar to what you've enacted yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's about educating yourself and sort of seeing where that leads and what you're interested in. And maybe it might not be deal finding or getting a spotter's fee. It might be just starting to build that portfolio yourself and building the team around you. But it depends on what you want to do. I mean, a lot of people don't want to necessarily have a career in property, but they like the idea of keeping their own career and what they're good at, and having the property work for them in the background. So,
like a side business.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good wrap up of you know, how you got started and were able to crack it through to start building a property portfolio, and an example of, you know, what were your motivations behind you really getting started. The whole idea of not having enough money for yourself in retirement really seemed to kick things forward for you. And, you know, hopefully it's a motivator for other people to think about what the whole idea about them first starting and getting involved in property investing and really stopping the search and then cracking the deal. So Mark, what we want to do now is get into deal time. This is where there's, you know, a whole lot of excitement about property deals that are out and amongst us as investors out in the marketplace. Can you go through a particular deal that you're working with for a client at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got this deal that has been in the making since the start of the week. So it's now Thursday, and it's sort of been on the card since Monday. It's an off-market deal, so it's not advertised anywhere, but they're looking to bring it to market sometime soon, if it's not secured by us. Now, the property itself is in the north of Brisbane. It's quite close to where a lot of infrastructure is starting to go in. There's a new university there. There's plenty of schools, shops and transport all around. You're actually walking distance to that new university. You're walking distance to the train station and the shops. And that property has a certain zoning, and it's got an urban precinct over the top of that zoning as well, which actually allows multiple dwellings on it. So what they're wanting to do with that is that council actually wants a minimum of 75 dwellings per hectare on that, which equates to 5 for this particular block that they would like to see on there. But this block may not be able to fit the 5 on it. So there is a performance outcome which they're happy to reduce to 45 dwellings per hectare at the moment, from my understanding. So that would allow 3. So anyway, the property itself is a 2-bedroom cottage. It's in excellent condition. Actually, it's renovated. House is perfectly positioned. So you've got plenty of side access, and it's to the front. And it's also rented for $295 a week. So there's plenty of potential with this property.
And what kind of price are we looking at as a purchase price for the client that we're working with?
Okay. So we're negotiating at the moment, but we can certainly pick it up in that lower 300 bracket, possibly even on the other side of 300, so something with a 2 in front of it potentially.
So the yield's not the strongest point, you know, for this particular purchase. It's really for about the development of this particular property. So that's it. Kind of suits someone looking for development potential.
Yep, absolutely. And I think that's probably something that you sort of touched on there, is that a lot of people are chasing what I call the golden goose for properties that just aren't out there. They want everything in it. And I tend to find that people need to keep in mind that often a development site doesn't have great cash flow associated with it. I mean, it occasionally can, but often because you've got that major upside in the development itself, the initial purchase of the property doesn't have great cash flow.
Yeah, you're looking at a, you know, smaller house on a larger parcel of land, so you're paying more for the land than you are for the house. So the important parts to know. And Mark, thanks for running through the deal with us. And, you know, hopefully that can give people an idea about some of the things that we were looking for clients. And it's really exciting to, you know, get things up and running and, you know, get these deals moving forward for clients, and, you know, especially these great ones where they have those development potential and really can, you know, a client can manufacture the growth is that if that is what they are really looking for. So what we want to move forward with now is, you know, we've had a great podcast getting through how you can stop the search and really crack the deal. And on our next podcast, I just want to talk about a little bit about what we're going to talk about next time. Mark, would you want to run through things about what we're going to go through?
Yeah, absolutely. And just before we get into that, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody out there who's been supporting us. It's been amazing. We've only been up and running for just over a month now.
And it's been great.
Yeah, the amount of people who have contacted us has just been amazing in terms of just wanting to talk to us about property. And just all the likes and the shares and the comments that we've been getting on social media. And I think that sort of prompted us to do this podcast as well, to help give back to you guys maybe something useful that we're doing and might help you in your property investment journey. But getting on to what's happening next week in our podcast is we're actually going to switch it around a little bit. So we're going to talk to Luke about how he stopped the search and cracked the deal and managed to grow a portfolio of over 30 investment properties and actually get himself into a position where he doesn't have to work and can rely on that passive income. So I'm going to talk to Luke about that. And I think probably a regular thing that we're going to do is also talk about an active deal. We love those active deals, ones that we're either working on for a client or maybe something that we've just come across and haven't allocated to a client as yet. So some interesting stuff next week.
Thank you very much, Mark. And it's great for everyone to listen to our first podcast. It's great to be a part of it. And hopefully we can add value to what you're doing when it comes to property investing. And hopefully you're stopping the search and cracking the deal. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. I'm excited. Thank you.
Bye.